This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They are hoping they won't find more bodies in Buffalo after that massive storm. More than three dozen people are known dead. The AP's Donna Warder.
National Guard troops are going door to door to check on residents in parts of Buffalo where people lost power. The deep freeze in the southeastern U.S. is leading to broken pipes and leaks and knocking water systems offline in a number of cities. Water has been handed out in Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
And the storm canceled thousands of airline flights. Thousands more canceled this morning, says FlightAware. Most of them Southwest Airlines flights. The AP's Julie Walker.
Danielle Zanin spent 4 days getting home to Illinois from Albuquerque with her husband and two young children.
Now I have to explain why we're missing Christmas and what's happening with Santa and presents.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway.
But Zanin vows,
I will probably never get on another flight with them.
Southwest saying they'll reimburse customers for expenses. I'm Julie Walker.
Congressman-elect George Santos, a New York Republican, is under investigation by Long Island prosecutors after he lied about his background, education, and professional pedigree. The AP's Bobby Kina Calvan.
The district attorney, Ann T. Donnelly, who is a Republican, says that the numerous fabrications and inconsistencies that Congressman-elect Santos has made is nothing short of stunning.
No sign George Santos plans to step aside, though. Russian missiles targeted several regions of Ukraine this morning, including Kyiv, the capital, the latest in a series of Russian strikes targeting vital infrastructure across Ukraine. The Dow dropped 365 points yesterday. The S&P was down 46. This is AP News. Several nations are now mandating tests for travelers from China, including the U.S. This reflects global concern about COVID itself possibly traveling.
The U.S. is going to require coronavirus testing for all travelers from China. China has been rolling back its strict antivirus controls and recently announced it will resume issuing passports for tourism for the first time since the start of the pandemic. There's also been a surge in cases in China. The CDC announcement is starting next week. All travelers to the U.S. from China will be required to take a virus test no more than 2 days before travel and provide a negative test before boarding their flight. This applies to anyone 2 years and older, including U.S. citizens. The CDC says the restrictions will be in place because of a surge in cases, as well as a lack of adequate and transparent information about the virus from China. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.